Good morning, good people. It is 27th July 2020. The readings are from Jeremiah chapter 13 verses 1 to 11 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 13 verses 31 to 35. When God becomes a leisure, the attraction to have the treasure dies gradually. Pride and arrogance close all doors and windows of listening to God and one another. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew chapter 6 verse 21. Just like mothers who carry around the children with the cloth, God embraces us with God's holiness as the loincloth around the waist of the prophet. We are so close to God's bosom. We are the treasured possession of God from the time of our conception. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. The loincloth mentioned in the first reading symbolizes the closeness of God and God's people. Symbolically reminds of holiness need to be guarded from the sin of pride and the corruption of the sinful people around. God loves us so intimately, so calls us to be my people, my glory, my honor, and my boast. Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 11. The responsorial verse laments, "You have forgotten God who gave you birth." Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 18. The gospel reminds us that good works, however small, has the power to permeate and pervasive. As the tiny mustard seed and the leaven, so we are to be in the community in doing our good works. To shun the condemnation, we need to complement the community with our share. As a believer in Jesus, we need to be integrated into the community and willing to include everyone, however challenging they might be. Our evangelization must not exclude any person whom we consider proud, arrogant, and evil. Goodness grows anyway and everywhere. Our personal change alone takes all our resources. We need our spiritual stamina to change the society around. Our personal conversion is solely required for any desired social transformation. God's mercy is in abundance even where the sin abounds. Our ministry and the mission work need to have the pervasive presence of Jesus and the value of kingdom. However little bit of good we have, we can be present and pervasive in the community. Every little gesture and initiative are needed for our evangelization to reach out many. May you have a good day spreading the fragrance of goodness. God bless you.